The age-old tension between Jews and Gentiles in the Old Testament period had largely to do with election, the choosing of the Jews by God. And there are different ways of looking at election. One is this humility that is just kind of blown away by the fact that God chooses us, by the fact that in the vastness of the cosmos, which is all in God's mind and heart, which is all God's creation and loved by God, God loves me, one infinitesimal particle of that creation, loves me just as intently as he loves it all. And the election of the Jews is God's way of showing that particularity. That doesn't take anything away from the universal love of God, but it localizes it, it particularizes it. It makes it experienceable in a very personal way. Now, that election is not necessarily intended to be exclusive. And most of the prophets in the Old Testament period reminded the nation that this was not just for them, but that they were to be servants of this, that they were to be God's elect, chosen people to model for the rest of the world so that the rest of the world might come to God too. But when things get tough, people get tribal. I remember reading some years ago the history of Spain, and there was a time for several hundred years when that country was divided pretty much three ways between Christians, Jews, and Muslims. And they all lived pretty much in harmony together. They left each other alone, they were neighbors. But then there was a drought, and the drought lasted for several years. And when stress, difficulty comes along, people get tribal. And so they start honing in on their own group and seeing themselves as enemies of the other groups. And at that time, the royalty in Spain was Ferdinand and Isabel, and they were Catholic. And so they used their power to kind of drive out the Jews and the Muslims from Spain. Not a very pretty history, but it's so typical. I mean, you see this throughout history, whether it's in South Africa, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in the United States, Latin America. When times get tough, people get tribal. So the Jews had many centuries of difficulty, and they got tribal. And the one sense of pride and ownership that they had, despite the fact that they were a vassal state to more powerful nations, Assyria, Babylon, Egypt, the one thing that they could take pride in is that they were God's specially chosen people. And so therefore, we may be poorer than you, but God loves us more than you, so there, you know. It's understandable, but the prophets kind of tried to remind them but that wasn't really what God had in mind. God loves all people the same. And so that first reading from Isaiah, it starts out by saying, God's justice is about to be revealed. God's justice is about to be revealed. And then he goes on to say, those foreigners, those Gentiles living among us, are welcome into God's house. If they are good and righteous people, they can come and offer their offering in the temple, and God will accept that, even though they're not Jewish. And the gospel is a similar kind of story. We see this strange struggle with the person of Jesus, who understands himself to be the Messiah, the one sent, the one who is to fulfill the Old Testament law and the prophets, the one who is to embody the history and the people of Israel all in his person. And so in his human consciousness, which is combined with a divine consciousness, and it gets kind of muddy sometimes in the gospel stories. What are we seeing here, Jesus in his humanity or Jesus in his divinity? Because they both exist side by side. And so here we see, in a sense, Jesus in his humanity saying, I was only sent here to redeem the house of Israel. So you're a Canaanite woman, go away. Don't bother me. But she has faith and she's persistent and she keeps coming back at him. And he, in his divinity, recognizes her faith. And so he heals her daughter and welcomes her and embraces her as God's own. We are elect ourselves. Every year, on the first Sunday of Lent, part of the OCIA process, people joining the church, we celebrate the rite of election. And the scriptural texts for that celebration and the homily are always about the fact that we think we're choosing God. We think we found God, but actually God found us, and that's why we're here. We think we're choosing God, but God is actually the one choosing us. And that brings a wonderful sense of humility and the freedom to throw ourselves into grace, to allow ourselves to be taken, to be chosen, to be elected. But we're also reminded in that celebration that this isn't just for us. It's for service. It's for the world. Yes, God is concerned about my personal salvation so that I can be concerned about the salvation of others, so that I can model that justice. I can model that love and that openness and that welcoming, reconciling embrace, so that others might be called and be one with God as well.